from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, starring Score Baseball insider Bruce Levine and half of Chicago's number one sports morning show, David Haw, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good Saturday morning, Chicago. Welcome back inside the clubhouse right here on 670 The Score and your free Odyssey app, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. I'm David Haw, along with Bruce Levine, talking baseball like we do every Saturday morning. Today, wondering if the Cubs are waiting for Craig Timber tomorrow, and wondering also next month if the White Sox can win more games than the Bears. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Ouch. Oh.
It's a fair question.
It is a fair question.
It's a fair question, Bruce.
Since July the 10th, they've won 4 games.
Goodness sakes. Okay. Wow.
4. And Grady has 3 of those on his left side of his, left, right.
Yeah. Well, it didn't happen last night at the Guaranteed Rate Field. The Mets beat the White Sox again. So they are well on their way to making history. Unfortunately, the worst season in baseball history. Meanwhile, out in the nation's capital, the Cubs did it again. The Cubs hold on. Oh, they held on to beat the Nationals 7-6, Bruce. They erupt for another 7-run inning, the second time that they have had a 7-run inning in this week. So their offense is rolling. Their pitching, it's good most of the time, but they have given themselves a chance as we sit here this morning and start to talk about what their chances really are. 69-66, 5 games back of the final wild card spot. The Mets in their way. The Braves in their way. What do you think?
You know, I go back to last year, and you remember the Cubs were a 94% chance of going to the playoffs until September the 6th, when the injuries and losing began for them, to the point where they ended up a game out of the wild card at the end. And I look at the bullpen and I go, is this bullpen going to hold up under the strain of how many innings they're going to have to pitch? Because when you talk about the bullpen, which has been outstanding, one of the best in baseball since the end of June, you look also at how many innings are you getting out of your starting pitchers. And you have two outstanding guys going during one session, during a 5-day time period when you use all of your starters. So you have Steele and you have Imanaga. They're almost a guarantee to go six innings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, more into the seventh and maybe seven. That's a bullpen saver. After that, you have Assad. He's your next. You have Tyone. He's your next starting pitcher. He's been getting the five, six, sometimes seven, but the attrition has taken place for him where he's giving up a lot of runs, okay? And then you go to Assad, who now is trending toward pitching a little deeper into games after going four, sometimes five for a long period of time. And you wonder, you know, will the starting pitchers be strong enough to hold up so that the bullpen can continue to be in a good way?
It's related to whether or not the offense is going to be the offense we've seen the last few weeks, because they have been revived. 80 runs over an eight-game stretch. They have been productive. That's the most productive eight-game stretch they have had since 1935, Bruce. That's the last time they were that good over an eight-game period of time, scoring that many runs. Shota Imanaga, you mentioned him. He's still looking like a guy you can trust in September. 11-3, he improved to last night. Six innings, eight strikeouts. Three earned runs, but his offense picked him up. You're seeing Assad today. That brings us to the big question about starting pitching. Kyle Hendricks didn't get out of the second inning in Pittsburgh. Now, as we have talked about since that happened, there were contributing factors. One, Paredes didn't get back on a fly ball, a little confusion waiting for Swanson to save the day. He didn't happen.
Still have to get the next out.
Still got to get the next out. Good point. The umpires were squeezing Kyle Hendricks a little bit. We heard from Ron Coomer. We heard from a lot of people. That was obvious. He wasn't getting the calls, but
still have to get the next out.
Still got to overcome that. So with Kyle Hendricks, his uncertainty is something that Craig Counsell addressed Friday before the first game against the Nationals.
Yeah, I mean, I think where we're at, like, today is we have a little uncertainty with our, like, who's exactly going to pitch which day. We're going to just kind of leave it like that for now. That puts Kyle in some uncertainty right now. So that's where we'll kind of be until we just play the game and then make a decision when we have to.
It sounds like Craig Counsell is planning another sabbatical for the professor.
Well, you have Jordan Wicks coming back.
Okay.
So tomorrow? He's ready to go. There's a likelihood he starts tomorrow. Okay. That means that, you know, what do you do with Kyle Hendricks? What is he for you going forward? Now that you get to add on Sunday, you get to add another pitcher and a position player. Okay. Rosters are expanded by two. Maybe one of the dumbest rules in baseball in recent years, maybe ever, that they went away from expanded rosters being as many as you want to just two additions to your roster. When you need players the most in September, they're not available to you any longer.
I think there's a happy medium. I don't think you want 40 guys running around your clubhouse, but I also don't think it serves everybody's purpose to just limit it to two. There's got to be a middle ground, a number maybe you can expect to get a look at some prospects and also help your major league team. We'll talk to Jared Banner at the bottom of the hour. 9:30, we are scheduled to talk to the Cubs assistant general manager. By the way, one of those prospects for the White Sox, Colson Montgomery, he'll join us at 10:30. We've got a really good show planned today. Your calls and texts as well, 312-644-6767. Bruce, let's get back to Hendricks. If Jordan Wicks is one of the pitchers, and you can have a positional player and a pitcher added to your roster beginning September 1st, if it is Jordan Wicks, and say he does start tomorrow and moves Jameson Taillon back a day for the Pirates series here at Wrigley Field early in the week, what do you do with Kyle Hendricks?
He's a middle guy. You know, he'll come in, and if one of the starting pitchers has a bad game, then you throw Hendricks in there, and he'll, you know, the professional pitcher that he is, the one thing about Hendricks, which is great, is whether he pitched great or he pitched lousy the prior game, he has no memory of that. He goes out there, he gives you your best version of Kyle Hendricks that day. Sometimes it's good enough, sometimes It's not. It's been that type of season for him. If you're looking at his record, don't bother looking at his record.
Don't even bother.
No, because that's going to hurt.
Not after breakfast.
It's going to hurt your eyes. Yeah, it's not going to make you feel good. But there's been probably 7 or 8 games in the middle there where he pitched extremely well.
Have to ask this question because we see all kinds of roster machinations and maneuverings this week. We saw it with Drew Smyly, who, by the way, pitched last night after being placed on waivers, unclaimed, back with the Cubs, in the dugout, in the clubhouse. Let's not talk about this. Let's use him. Drew Smyly is a guy who served the Cubs well, but they had to place him on waivers to see if anybody was interested. You don't think, and I certainly would not recommend, actually I would recommend the opposite, but you don't think the Cubs would place Kyle Hendricks on waivers, say today, to see if there are any takers in a cost-cutting move. You don't think they would do that to a guy who is your last remaining player for the 2016 World Champions?
Well, we'll talk to Jared Banner about those type of things at the bottom of the hour, but you know, we can't really put him in a position to tell us whether or not he's going to DFA Kyle Hendricks. The reality is that counsel is going to have to be at the forefront of a lot of these moves, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where he goes, you know what? He's a career Cub. He's a historic Cub. But I need another arm in the bullpen. I need another power arm. If we have one, you know, like we had, you know, are we getting, you know, the guy from the Cardinals that's coming up?
Sean Armstrong was claimed yesterday.
Right.
Right-hander coming from the Cardinals. Pitched with the Rays. He's 33 years old. The Cubs aren't claiming him unless they plan to use him.
Exactly. So, I mean, he could be added instead of Wicks if they decide to pitch Tyone on his regular. Is it Tyone tomorrow?
Yeah. He's scheduled to go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tentatively.
So that could be the case. But, David, getting back to the Hendricks situation, and it's 312-644-6767. You want to chime in, Cubs, Sox, we're here for you the next 2 hours. David, at this point, is the Cub clubhouse numb to veterans being DFA'd?
I think they would be numb. I don't think that's the right question. I think the right question would be, what if you're considering the ancillary kind of the factors that aren't directly related to what makes you a better team or better pitching staff? If you're worried about the intangibles, if you will, what the Cubs clubhouse thinks of it, I don't know that it's going to have any effect. They are numb to it. I think it's what is the right thing to do out of respect for Kyle Hendricks and what he has meant to this organization, if you're factoring in anything at all.
Well, obviously you include him in your decision making, okay? You talk to him about it. You say, look, we don't think you have a role right now, okay? We want you to stay with the team, okay? We want you to be a part of the team for the next month because you've been such the heart and soul of this organization for the last, you know, since 2014. But at this point in time, we either have to find an injury for you, which they can't say, right?
They can't say that.
No. But they somehow in baseball history, they've found injuries for guys that they don't want to use. Okay. You can find a short injury for Kyle Hendricks if he's willing. But you know, those are conversations that are never revealed because you know, the rules are so much against those, and you get fined a tremendous amount of money if anything is ever linked to you on a pitcher being put on the IL that really isn't hurt.
Meanwhile, it seems like a secondary issue because the Cubs keep hitting. Yesterday, 7 runs in the second inning, 9 hits overall. As I said, the 80 runs in 8-game explosion, historic because the first time they've done it since 1935. Cody Bellinger, nice to see him be part of this. He ends up hitting a 2-run home run. Cody Bellinger not having the kind of year that he envisioned, but he was glad to get going because hitting is contagious, as he talked about after the game.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it varies depending on the game or the pitcher, but I mean, PCA, Amaya, I mean, the whole line has been producing so well, and you know, you just kind of want to hop on the train and keep it going. Yeah, you know, I was just trying to keep the train rolling. You know, he had some good stuff today. Obviously, we got him in one inning, and sometimes it's all you need. So, good inning, good at bats all around, and think it was Dansby and then Pete with the two big hits to start it.
Choo-choo!
Oh, yeah, he's wearing the engineer's cap.
Yes, he is. The big blue train keeps on chugging along. Thank you, Marquee Sports Network, for that highlight from Cody Bellinger. Bruce, Bellinger hitting a home run, good sign. You see the top of the order with Suzuki. He's had his share of success over this stretch. But the story has been the bottom of the order. Pete Crow Armstrong at it again yesterday. 1-for-4, drove in 2. Miguel Amaya didn't get a hit yesterday, but he has been hot. He has been a different hitter since July, and they switched his toe tap, his leg kick, the mechanical switches that he and adjustments he has made to change his season. How much faith, how much more faith do you have in the Cub offense now than you did a few weeks ago?
It doesn't matter my faith. It's theirs, okay? So they believe in themselves, right? They believe they can hit now. Amaya believes he can hit. Armstrong proves that he believes he can hit. They made the adjustments, but so much of this, David, is between the ears, okay? They go into every game now thinking they're going to get big hits. Not one, but every at-bat they're going to get a big hit, okay? It's so different for a baseball athlete to have that mentality right now. So, again, are they all going to hit, 350 and drive in, 20 runs in September? No, they're not, but I believe in this offense because they do.
So we have to address this before we move on. And people want to weigh in 312-644-6767. This is the last day of August. When Craig Counsell was the manager of the Brewers, the Athletic had a couple numbers yesterday. Good reporting, and it's obviously there for anyone to study. The Brewers have been in similar situations that the Cubs are in right now. And their months of September, when they really came together, that's when they made their runs. That's when Craig Counsell started to establish his reputation as a manager of a team or of teams over the years that got better August into September, September into October. How much do you believe that tomorrow is actually, we kid about it, but is the beginning of Craig Timber in Chicago? And what does he need to do, if anything, and I don't mean just light the Taylor Swift candle. What does Craig Counsell need to do to make sure that history repeats itself in Chicago?
Hopefully have a healthy bullpen that he continues to be outstanding with watching how they're used, okay? The key to a good bullpen, other than the front office supplying you with arms, after Carter and Jed supply Counsell with the arms, it's up to him how to use it, right? And he has proven over the past 7 or 8 years that he's as good as anybody when it comes to making sure that the right guys are in there, but that they're not pitched 3 days in a row like Diaz is with the Mets here.
Right.
Again, Counsell is really good about that. He is the master of the bullpen. It's one of the major reasons why he came over here, why he was hired by the Cubs, is the fact that he will, as Jed put it, he'll win with yours and he'll win with yours and he'll win with his. He's that good of a manager. So this is his month. As you put it, it's, what did you call it?
It's Craig Timber.
It's Craig Timber.
I didn't coin it. Somebody in Milwaukee did.
Here's the reality of today through the end of the year. The Cubs are 69-66. They have 27 games left, right?
Yes.
To win 85 games, would you say that's a realistic number?
It's a realistic number.
16-11.
That's a realistic goal.
Okay. But Atlanta.
Yeah. That's a problem.
Has to go 11-16.
I don't think they're going to do that.
Okay. 11-16. And that's for a tie. A tie doesn't do you any good.
That doesn't do you any
good. So they actually have to go 10-17.
I just envision these circular conversations and debates over the next few weeks, or maybe beginning in a few weeks.
I want to explain the tie isn't good,
okay,
David, because
it's not good.
They have the tiebreaker. Atlanta has a tiebreaker with the Cubs.
Is the Cubs season successful if they win 85 games but miss the playoffs? That's the next level of conversation.
If it was the Chicago Royals.
Yes, exactly.
I think that would be a success.
It's not the Chicago Royals. It's big market.
Look, the thing that
Chicago Cubs.
The thing that I like most about what Tom Ricketts has done during his ownership was just having a good record wasn't going to be good enough, okay?
Thank you.
We've heard that, and I think Tom and his family have proved that. So I don't know that he's going to take any solace. The front office from the business or the baseball side is not going to take much solace in 85 wins. It'll show that you might still be on the right track,
but,
with player development.
Yes.
Okay. But things will have to change going into 2026.
Nor should he take 25. Any solace in that. You're here to make the playoffs regardless of the victory total. If they win 85 and it took 86, you should be disappointed. You didn't win 86.
By the way, David, the 1935 team that you pointed to was the last time that they had 80 runs in eight games. It was actually 84. They were in the midst of winning 21 games in a row to end the season.
Wow. I'd take that.
And win the come from behind and win the pennant.
Well, they've won four. They won four so far. They're go for number five this afternoon when they take on the Nationals in Washington,
D.C.
That
clubhouse was a tough one to cover.
Was it a tough one, Bruce? I wasn't going to ask you that, but I didn't know who you were working for at the time. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
What, was the score around in 1935, the first version?
I believe there were same type of people around. Different. They were probably writing for the Daily News and the Chicago
Tribune was around. Chicago Tribune was around 1935. Pregame coverage right here on The Score at 2:30 with first pitch 3:05. Javier Assad against DJ Herz, a former Cub. We'll get to him in a little bit, but it's all right here on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Let's sneak in a quick phone call before we break. Ryan is in Terre Haute. Ryan, thanks for listening down in Terre Haute. Welcome inside the clubhouse.
First time caller, but I love your show. I listen to it as often as I can. What I have a solution is, after this year, if we don't make the playoffs, rehire Joe Madden. And also for the rest of this year, put Hendricks as the closer because Kerry Wood and Dempster did that at the end of their careers, and they revived their careers. And don't get rid of Hendricks because, you know, with the mystique and stuff and having the ring on there and stuff, I really think that's a big solution to the problems. And when you find this out, you'll remember who you heard it here from, Ryan Hall from Terre Haute, Indiana.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate the phone call. Not going to happen. I love the creativity, but that's not going to happen. I even like Joe Madden. Joe Madden wants to come back to Chicago. There's a seat for him in the studio. I'm sure Marquis would make some room for him. Well, maybe I'm not so sure about that. But Joe Madden back in Chicago, I would love to see that. I'd love to hear from Joe. What's Joe up to? He's probably to this morning.
Well, the first thing he wouldn't do would be put Hendricks in as a closer.
No. Joe would not do that. Joe is more famous for taking Kyle Hendricks out of the games rather than putting him into them.
He was. Hendricks says he learned a lot by that, but he was an angry young pitcher many times coming out in the fifth inning with one out. You know, it didn't always work out.
312 says 20-8. The Cubs finished 20-8. That would put them in the playoffs. I don't know about that. I think you don't control your own destiny.
That's 700 baseball, David.
That's going in hot to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I do think this, if we're talking about the Cubs in the playoffs, it will have meant they would have put together a September to remember, and they would be a team nobody wants to play in the postseason.
So I'll remind people, 3 against the Yankees at home, 3 against Philadelphia in Philadelphia, 3 against the Dodgers in L.A., okay? Mm. Those 9 games, okay? What are you going to be doing during those games? That's going to be I give them an awful lot of credit for taking care of business right now against sub-500 teams. They have done a terrific job. You know, they've won the last 7 out of 8. They're trending the right way. They're making their season relevant going into September. I think people expected a lot more than that, but being relevant going into the last 27 games is a good thing.
They have been fun. They have been entertaining. You want more than fun and entertaining. You want to end your season in the postseason, and that would be something that you still can hope for as you watch the Cubs end August and begin September. They hope will be memorable. When we come back, Jared Banner is the Cubs' assistant general manager. Tomorrow's a big day for teams around Major League Baseball. They can expand the rosters to 28. You add one position player, one pitcher, because you have to still have 14 pitchers. That's the limit. We'll talk to Jared Banner about some of the things that have been going on in the front office and what's ahead for the Chicago Cubs. You're listening to Inside the Clubhouse. David Haw, Bruce Levine, until 11 o'clock right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I think we're all set. Here's a drive to deep right off the bat of Crow Armstrong. That's going to be off the glove of the right fielder Sanchez. It rolls out toward right center. Crow Armstrong racing around third. He's going to try to score. The throw to the plate. The slide. He is safe. Inside the park. Home run. Pete Crow Armstrong. Electrifying. The Marlins might. They're not going to challenge the play, an inside-the-park home run, one of the most exciting things you can ever see in a ball game.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haugh.
Yes, it was. 14.08 seconds of fun. That's what that was. Welcome back Inside the Clubhouse. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, David Haugh, Bruce Levine, here until 11 o'clock. Thank you to The Score for that highlight of Pete Crow Armstrong's inside-the-park home run. Time now to go to the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sportsbook, and that's where we welcome in our next guest, Cubs Assistant General Manager Jared Banner. Good morning, Jared. How are you? Good morning, Jared. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Exciting time to be watching the Cubs, 4 victories in a row, trying to make a run. September begins tomorrow. Let's just talk about what the expectations are and how they may have shifted over a pretty up-and-down season to this point. But right now, how are you feeling as September nears?
Feeling great. The guys are playing well. Pulled out another victory last night. But we're really focused on one day at a time, not thinking too big picture right now, and just trying to play good baseball.
Jared, good morning. Pleasure to have you on. And we can't think about only
Bruce,
one.
Let me interrupt you for a second, sure. Bruce. Where are you? I thought you were going to be in D.C. with us this weekend.
Yeah, no, you know, I have to. We do this show. It's called Inside the Clubhouse every Saturday. We've been doing it for 11 years here on The Score. So, you know, my priority is here, but I'm with the team in spirit for sure, Jared. So understand
okay, well,
that.
We can feel you.
In one way or another, I know that's true. Jared, when you say one day at a time. Well, tomorrow's, we have to look to tomorrow because rosters expand tomorrow, and although you're not going to share with us on this show how they're going to expand, there is, you know, there's some thoughts about whether or not, you know, you're going to be able to add a pitcher that you just acquired in a deal, add somebody from down below, a position player. So how much conversation have you guys had about the two additions that you'll make tomorrow?
Yeah, we've had a lot of conversations. There's a lot of talent within the organization. As you talked about with the claiming of Armstrong, there's talent externally as well. So our focus is just putting as much talent on the team as possible as we head into September.
What do you think the team needs the most as you head into September?
Well, right now we're clicking offensively. We're pitching well. Our bullpen's been really strong the last couple months. So I wouldn't say there's any specific dire need, but we're always looking for extra talent.
So this next question's a trick question, so I'll tell you up front. So when I say that Jordan Wicks might be starting on Sunday, as a collective again, and I know Craig has a final say. So how do you look at Kyle Hendricks and how Craig is going to be using him? We know that you have ultimately a guy that all he cares about is winning, and his ego is put to the side as to whether he starts or coming out of the bullpen. But can a situation like that work to your advantage, knowing that you have one of the great managers as far as handling pitchers and bullpens over the past decade?
Yeah, Craig always talks about a pitcher's role is to get out. And whenever he's called upon to come into the game and help the team, and with Kyle or whoever it may be, our pitchers have done that all year. They've taken the ball in whatever role they've been asked to, and they've gone out and competed. So between the talent, our pitching staff, our pitching coach has done a great job getting those guys prepped, and then Craig pressing the right buttons when he needs to. It's all come together pretty well.
Talking with Cubs assistant general manager Jared Banner here on Inside the Clubhouse and Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. So we heard the highlight from Pete Crow Armstrong's Inside the Park home run coming into this segment. We know what Miguel Amaya has done over the last couple months, really since the beginning of July, in making the adjustment at the plate and then being a threat offensively. Coming into the season, Jared, I think that there were some concerns, or maybe just obviously wondering, how are you going to be able to develop two young players at the major league level in the midst of contending for a playoff spot? Philosophically, how big of a hurdle was that to clear, and how would you assess the way those two guys have taken advantage?
Well, I don't think we were probably as concerned as you described there. I think we all knew the talent level that Pete and Miguel have, and they didn't get off to the strongest starts offensively, but they were helping the team in other ways. And it's been amazing to watch how they've progressed, the adjustments they've made. Huge credit to Dustin Kelly, John Maley, our whole hitting group, for helping keep those guys on the right track, and a real credit to them for sticking to it.
Let it be said here, David, that in a conversation with Jared that I had in July, and Amaya was struggling, he said, "Bruce, this guy has hit everywhere in the minor leagues. He hasn't played a lot of games. He's still going to hit." Okay. So I know you didn't make the mechanical move for him, but you certainly understood who is talented, what their talents are. And, you know, having been the farm director for a long time now for the Cubs, it's really important in your position to be able to not tell just another media guy like myself that, but, you know, in your discussions with Craig and the staff, really having them understand what young guys are capable of.
Well, I'm happy you remember that, Bruce. That's personally. And I don't need to tell Craig or the coaching staff about how talented these guys are. They know themselves. They know the history. They believed in these guys from the beginning. That's why, you know, they kept putting them in the lineup, and the players have now started to reward them for that.
How much between the ears for Pete Crow Armstrong? In other words, everybody here at our station, all the media people, fans, were saying, Pete's got a leadoff. He's a leadoff man. He has speed. He can disrupt the pitcher. And counsel sticking to his guns, say, you know, we got a young guy here that's just learning how to play baseball in a professional level. Forget about major league level. He's learning how to be a professional. So how much for Pete, Jared, do you think this is between the ears, knowing that he always had the physical skills?
Well, I don't think it's specific to Pete. I think it's all baseball players and probably all people in general, right? Our, what we think about how we're able to slow things down has an effect on how we perform in life, whether it's being a radio host or me and my job too. So I don't think Pete's any different than anyone else in that sense. But certainly I think what's really the key for Pete is his swing decisions. When he's swinging at strikes, he's one of the most electric players around, and he's done a great job of honing in that strike zone, kind of what we call keyholing a little bit, just getting the ball to the middle of the plate. And when he does that, I mean, like last night, you can see his power play, his speed plays, and once he's on the bases, obviously it's a lot of fun.
Final few minutes here with Jared Banner, the Cubs assistant general manager inside the clubhouse. So when you look at almost the third young player that was in the lineup from day one this season, Michael Busch, not so young, but still a rookie. How would you evaluate the type of season Michael Busch has had for the Cubs and what the future might hold?
I think he's had a great year, and he's someone who our scouts and our analysts identified as a player we thought could really help us right away, and he's gone out and done just that. Really impressed by his defensive improvements. He's become one of the best defensive first basemen around, and obviously you've seen what he's done with the bat. So we're really excited about him now and moving forward.
Can Cub fans look forward to a promotion of some of the top young talent in September? Will the Trianto,
anything's
Shaw?
Possible, Bruce.
Yeah. Well, just
anything's possible.
Tell us which one.
Well, I think if I'm thinking about our AAA club, I think the guy that's been there the longest in terms of the major prospect names that you guys talk about a lot is probably Owen Casey. He's been there all year. He has 460 AAA ABs. So. He's certainly in conversations and in discussions. The guys that just got there more recently, Matt Shaw, James Triantos, Alcantara, we'll probably try to give those guys a little bit more time and seasoning up there, but you never know. Things can change fast, and they could be up. Once you're in AAA, anything can happen. You're one call away.
Why not Cam Smith?
Yeah, he's on fire.
Why don't you brag about him for about 30 seconds here? Because what a sensational debut for Cam Smith, and they're your number one pick in the draft this year, and just the way he's progressed his way into minor league baseball. What is it about him and his confidence that's making him so successful right now?
Well, firstly, I don't think I can remember a minor leaguer hitting a home run in six straight games. So that's quite a heater he went on there. Big credit to our amateur scouting staff, and they identified him early. He was a major target for us during the draft. He does certain things really, really well. I mean, he has elite bat speed. His bat is very planar. I mean, it's in the zone for a really long time. It's in the zone early, and it's a ton of power. And it was on display this past week, and we've already promoted him to South Bend. He's doing a good job there so far. You don't want to read too much into that first summer out after the draft, but when it's this positive, it's hard to ignore.
Yeah, he had a two-run triple the other night in South Bend already. Got friends over there talking about how much fun he will be to watch. Jared, before we let you go, throughout the course of the season, things change a lot. And earlier in the year, a lot of hope was invested for good reason in Ben Brown and Hayden Wesneski. What's the latest on both of those young pitchers? Because we know that those injuries really were big setbacks that the Cubs had to overcome.
Yeah, Hayden's currently throwing down in Arizona, so he's not too far away from a rehab assignment at some point here in the next couple weeks. As far as Ben Brown, he's most likely going to be shut down for the season with his neck injury.
How much of that is recovery both physically and mentally from what has been you know, pretty devastating end to a season for a guy that has really shown well for the Cubs, especially early on in the season.
Yeah, he was off to a great start, and we were all really excited for him. So it's disappointing to have his season cut short like this, but it's over due to the physical injury. You're always asking about the mental side, Bruce, but it's just the physical neck injury is keeping him out right now.
Well, physically, I will tell you this. You and your front office have done a sensational job of adding up to 30 pitchers since April to help in the mix and give people like Council and the coaches a chance to have an abundance of bullpen guys to go to in order to complete a season. So people should not miss out on the fact that you guys have been working tirelessly throughout the season, adding a lot of these pitchers that you get, not even announced. They show up in transactions, but not announced. So kudos to you in the front office.
Appreciate that, Bruce. You're in a good mood today. I like this.
I'm not in a good mood. I just tell it like it is.
He's not really in a good mood, Jared, no. But he's playing a good game.
when people do that, things like that to help their team win, you have to give that some notice.
Bill, appreciate that, truly.
Enjoy the weekend out in Washington, D.C. The Cubs need a sweep, and they're back at it today. Hopefully Javier Saad has it. And tomorrow, looking forward to see who starts the finale against the Nationals. Jared Banner, thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. See you soon.
Jared Banner, the Cubs assistant general manager out in Washington, D.C., it sounds like, watching the Cubs, who back in action today. They need to sweep the Nationals to continue this surge, because every game takes on a whole lot of meaning when you are five back in the wild card with September starting tomorrow.
People don't realize the work that's put in by front offices on a daily basis, looking at waiver wires, having scouting reports, following through, signing guys who've been released, who can really help. And, you know, that's how you end up with bullpen guys that you never heard of before coming in June and July and being essential parts to your bullpen in September.
312, though, has a very good point. 30 pitchers, but not a single closer. Interesting point. We'll talk about that when we come back. What's going on at the back end of the Cubs bullpen? It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Yeah, big moment. I mean, Keegan's been so good against right-handed hitters this year. The strikeouts, they stand out. He's, you know, he's been awesome against them. So the breaking ball, he threw a curveball tonight, and it was a nasty curveball. So credit to Keegan for coming in a tough spot and making some great pitches.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Craig Council, after last night's escape against the Nationals, 7-6 winners, the Cubs, where Keegan Thompson gets the final out, strikes out Dylan Cruz.
Thank you, Marquee Sports Network.
Thank you to Marquee Sports Network for that clip. That was a scary moment, Bruce. I mean, the Cubs, boy, they have a comfortable lead. They score seven runs, and they have to hold on. Keegan Thompson, after Tyson Miller and Drew Smyly didn't have it, Keegan Thompson saves the day. But Jorge Lopez, groin injury, seems like a different injury or different guys having inconsistency. This bullpen puzzle has been tough to piece together, even though, as you point out, they've used a lot of guys. You give them a lot of credit, but they've never been able to get the closer down. That's been as big of a problem as any. And as this season evolves, boy, you look at it at the end of the season, you may look back and say, well, the offense was spotty, could have been better. But had the Cubs had a consistent closer, they'd be in the postseason instead of on the outside looking in.
So consider Craig Council one of the greatest baseball salesmen in the world, okay? And what he's been selling from day one is 27 outs. Not to just media types like myself that are in there all the time in pre- and post-game, but to the players, right? So, okay, your outs in the sixth and seventh innings – they're just as important as the ninth. Now, what he leaves out is they're just as important, but they're different. okay? They're very different because when you're getting the 26th out and you don't get the 27th out, that's totally different dynamic walking into the clubhouse, right?
That's the Hector Neris reality, right? Wasn't that the thing? He couldn't get the 27th out. He couldn't get the 26th out.
I think he was 17 for 21.
But, Bruce, you know, there are 17 for 21, and there are near misses, and then there's 17 for 21 where you never feel confident with the guy.
It was ugly.
How many of those 21 appearances that he – or the saves he were faced with getting, did you feel confident he was going to get?
I enjoyed each and every one of them because of the – high drama of every single one of them, right?
You're a manager, you don't want high drama. You want no drama.
I'm a baseball fan.
You don't want drama if you're a Cub fan. You want three outs. You want the 26th and the 27th out to be easy so you can sit back in your recliner, and
Mariano
celebrate.
Mariano Rivera is retired, okay?
He's need Mariano Rivera. Okay. I would take – give me the most consistent Cubs closer in recent memory. This year,
it was a Chapman, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. He was bad the other day. The Cubs took advantage of that.
He's still pitching. I mean, guy is an animal. He is a special baseball athlete. You know that he continues to throw 98. It's 98 now and hittable compared to 103 when he was with the Cubs in 2016.
It just crossed my mind last night, all this closer stuff, when you see Keegan Thompson come in and then you see the bullpen struggle. And it's like at the end of this year, with the offense coming back and being revitalized of late, if that continues through September and they still can't get to the playoffs, the biggest regret will be not addressing the closer issue sooner and not doing it in a way that solved it.
They just, you know... The Jed Hoyer, Theo Epstein theories are we develop closers and bullpen guys in our system. We don't go out and pay 5 years and $85 million.
You mean the Josh Hader contract?
Yeah, the Josh Hader.
The Josh Hader deal. Where would the Cubs be if they paid that kind of money for Josh Hader right now? It's a hypothetical, but I'll ask it anyway. What do you think? If Josh Hader were the Cubs closer for Craig Counsell, the manager that he knows well, where would the Cubs be right now?
I don't know, because that means that someone else wouldn't have been added to the team because of the fact that you are given a payroll by the owner at the beginning of the year.
Oh, God, can't do without Nate Pearson. Boy. You
know, Nate Pearson might be your closer.
I know. That's my point. Thank you.
But again, acquire through a trade.
Jose Quas would have had it gone sooner.
And develop. No one ever thought Jose Quas was going to be a closer.
I'm just trying to keep you in a good mood.
I'm trying to stay in a realistic mood.
Heavy lifting, Bruce.
You know,
heavy lifting.
I don't go as high and low as you go.
Okay, that's true. That may be true.
You know, I try to stay right in the middle there, where some of the reality of the game is played, and it's difficult because you are entitled to go high and low. That is what a baseball fan does.
I allow my Cubs fandom to come through.
We love the fans that listen to this show. We love their interest, their excitement. I worry about the White Sox fans and whether or not they have anything to look forward to going into 2025.
Yeah, good reason to worry, and we're going to play a little chin music next, which reinforces that point. When we come back, Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.